Johnny took out the yellow coin and started flipping it. Kerr caught it in the air before it could fall back into Johnny's hand. His interest was sudden and intense.
Hey, where'd you get this?
Kerr dented the edge with a talon tip and looked at it closely.
Why?
Said Johnny, innocently.
Is it worth something?
A very sly look came into Kerr's eye. The coin he was holding and trying to be casual about was worth 4,000 credits. Gold, alloyed just enough to be used in coinage without undue wear. Kerr steadied his hand and looked very, very casual.
Where'd you get this?
Well, it came from a very dangerous place.
There are more of them?
Kerr was quivering a little bit. He was holding in his paw 3 months' pay, all in one little coin. And as an employee, he could legally possess it as a souvenir. On Cyclo, it could buy a wife. He tried to remember how many coins it took for them to cease to be souvenirs and become company property. 10? 13? So long as they were old and obviously mintage, not some fake made by a miner.
The place is so dangerous, one couldn't go there without at least a belt gun.
Kerr looked at him searchingly.
Are you trying to get me to give you a belt gun?
Would I do something like that?
Yes.
This animal was very, very quick on machines. Quicker, in fact, than Cyclo trainees. Kerr looked longingly at the gold coin or medallion or whatever it had been. He said nothing. Then he handed it back to Johnny and just sat there, his amber eyes shadowed in the depths of his breathe gas dome. Johnny took the coin back.
I'm careless with things like this. I can't buy anything, you know. I keep it in a hole just to the right of the cage door as you come in.
Kerr sat there for a while. Then he said,
"The next machine is ready."
But that night, while Turl was making his rounds of the mine site and was distant from his viewing screen, the gold coin disappeared from the hole where Johnny had put it. And in the morning, when Johnny dug there, covering the action with his body, a small handgun and spare charges were in the hole instead. Johnny had a gun.